Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
This is...
That's so dumb!
Felger.
Oh, you idiot!
Mass.
Holy crap!
Felger and Mass.
I hate that.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
All right, hour two, 3:04 in the afternoon. Felger and Mass, massive reentry Wednesday from a long two-plus week break. We came to you yesterday in South Bend, Indiana for the Winter Classic. Did a lot of Bruins yesterday. Today it's everything else. Stuff that we missed in the last 2.5 weeks, starting off with Patriots and our thoughts. What are yours? Mike in the car, go ahead. Lead us off this hour. What do you got?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Well, you think it's a little premature to say it's not the Patriots' year after? I mean, I know they're 11-5, second seed. They get by. I think when the playoffs start, everyone's got a shot. Best team has a bye. So, I mean, you saying it's not their year is, to me, it's putting your eggs in the basket of the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid, who haven't proven able to do it.
Yeah, Mike, I think we haven't been able to predict their losses this year. So maybe there's another unpredictable loss. I mean, how could I possibly pick the Texans? But I'm going to.
Yeah.
How could you possibly pick the Lions? How could you possibly pick the Dolphins? How could you possibly pick some of the Titans? You know, maybe the Jacksonville game you could summon. The Pittsburgh game we knew from the beginning of the year was a potential loss. But for the most part, you usually can't predict the losses. They happen.
Yeah, don't look at me. I'd pick Tennessee in that game. Like, you know, to me, and again, that's more of an anti-Patriot pick because I just think that they're a team that they have shown that on the road they were vulnerable. So people can accept the reality or not. Okay? They played 8 games on the road. They lost 5 of them. Since when does that happen to Belichick and Brady teams? Since when?
2009.
Okay, so this is the point that, as you said, Murray, and I'm in line with you on this one. Like, this is, to me, is one of those years. This is one of those years where they're not as good as they usually are.
But like
they fall back to the field.
Am I writing them off? Am I saying like there's no chance? Well, of course not.
So when the caller says,
I mean, let's not get stupid. I mean, of course they have a chance.
Uh-oh, someone's going back on the fence.
No. But if you're asking me, are they going to do it? No, they're not.
Okay,
someone's going to get them. Someone's going to get them. But I don't look at them like I would look at, the Colts, and I say no chance. You know, the Colts aren't winning 3 straight on the road and winning a championship. Like they're done. No way. No chance. I'm just being real. I'm just being reasonable. I mean, that's not where the Patriots are. But if you're asking me, are they winning it? No. I don't even think they're going to get there. They're going to get tripped up because it's not their year.
So the caller says it's premature. Yes, it is premature. They haven't played. Nobody's played a postseason game yet. We're just talking about the probability factor here. Relative to other years, are they as probable to get to the Super Bowl? And my answer is no. Like I don't think that's that offensive.
Josh,
they weren't that good this year.
Josh and Randolph, go ahead.
Hey, thank you guys for coming back. I think your Patriot takes are on point. Actually, I'm a Patriots fan. You know, obviously I hope they can win, but I just don't see it this year. I don't think how anybody who's watched 16 games of this season can say that they have a realistic shot. This team is not better on defense. They're Tom Brady's slipping, and he doesn't have the targets. Gronk is not Gronk. And I just want to ask Mike Felger how he feels about Josh McDaniels potentially being the Packers head coach. I want his thoughts on that.
I have mixed emotions. It could be worse. Like, they could screw it up worse. I want Josh to be the next guy here. I think he's a better fit here than going somewhere else and installing a new playbook and starting all over. That kind of scares me. But if you're telling me I could have Josh McDaniels or the Northwestern coach who the Packers are apparently looking at, no, give me Josh McDaniels. But we'll do that a little bit later with Paul Prillo as well. the first thing that he said about not their year. I never felt it was their year, ever. And when some people, again, I mentioned this in the first hour, there were a couple wins this year where people went, oh, see, look, they're the same, but, you know, when they beat the Vikings or the Packers. I didn't agree with that. Those never changed my mind about what the team was. I thought they were going to be good, not great, and that's exactly what they've turned out to be, good, not great. And there's nothing fluky about them having an 11-5 record. There's nothing fluky about what happened in Miami. As much as you want to say, if they stop that Hail Mary play, the Stanford band play, that they're the number one seed, I mean, it's true, but that wasn't unlucky. They defended it poorly. The ball never hit the ground. There was no crazy bounces. Nothing crazy happened on that play. You had the wrong people on the field, and it burnt you. And oh, by the way, that day you sucked. You didn't deserve to win.
They had the wrong people on the field, and they executed like garbage.
You deserve to lose that game. You deserve to be 11-5. That's what you are. That is what you are. And, well, I think were you 11-5 in 2001? I was going to say you don't win when you're 11-5.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
In 2001, you were 11-5.
But again, you know, look, and we all love that season, but a lot of stuff went right there for them to win that one.
Jason and Lowell. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi. Happy New Year, guys. You welcome too. Back. I love you guys as clickbait hot takes, though. It's really good.
How is it clickbait or a hot take to say it's not their year? You only say that because it's an anti-Patriot take, Jason. If someone comes out and says today, I think they're winning it all, do you call that clickbait or a hot take?
Okay, can I say what I want to say?
No. I want you to answer the question.
No, if you were saying win it all, that actually would be a hot take.
No. Answer the question, Jason. Answer the question. Here's the question. If someone came out today and said, I think they're winning it all, is that a hot take? Is that clickbait? Is that jumping the gun?
No. I think
wait a minute. And I'm muting you. So to say they're going to win it all today is not a hot take, and it's not clickbait, and it's not jumping the gun. But to say that they're not going to win it all is all of those things. Explain that to me.
I love the fact that there is competition. I'm glad that it's not going to be an easy road for the Patriots. Why is that fun?
Well, no, I mean, I agree with that. There's more uncertainty. No, but I agree with that. There's more wide open and there's more variables this year.
Yes, but I was just messing with you with the clickbait thing.
Thank you.
But
okay.
I'm just saying, if you guys are picking the Patriots to lose, I challenge you guys to just make a bet that they're going to lose. Because if the playoffs are a different animal, right? We all know that. It's a brand new season. Maz just said it. So they haven't played in a playoff game yet. So all we can do is go by track record, right? So who would you pick out of Bill and Andy Reid right now?
Texans. I got the Texans. And I don't even really believe it, but I'm just telling you, someone's going to beat you. So I'm going to pick against them every week. But, boy, this is, you know, for callers to do it, it's one thing. But I hear, like, you know, the other media people do this. It's a hot take if you pick against them, but it's not a hot take if you pick for them.
I think it's the other way around this year.
It's the exact same thing. We're all doing the exact same thing, but it's only a hot take or clickbait if you pick against them.
I think it's a hotter take if you pick up to win.
Grow up. You think we've been bad? Here's Carlton in Tampa. Hi, Carlton.
Hey, I want to start by saying that I was sorry to hear about Murray's cap, who will henceforth be known as One Big Bag Boy, or Bag Boy for short, to reflect his status there on the Felger and Maz totem pole. But as far as the Patriots go, I'd like to point out that outside the wretched AFC East this year, you guys were 6-4 with a plus minus of 1 point. You scored 1 more point than the opposition in those 10 games. And so unless the Texans beat the Colts and Bill O'Brien makes his typical 3 head coaching time management challenge mistakes a game that he makes in every close game, you guys are done. Although I would like to thank Mike from Woburn for pointing out to me that if the Ravens and or the Chargers get their hands on one of those Patriots offensive footballs, they need to take it to the sideline and put a pressure gauge in it. Because in the first 8 games this year, the Patriots offense put the ball on the ground 7 times, and in the last 8 games, they put it on the ground once. So I think Jimmy Hot Fingers has risen from the dead again. And you think that's absurd. You think that's absurd. But let me point out to you, in November of 2006, the Green Bay Packers caught Patriots filming their sideline, reported it to the NFL. Goodell sent out the letter to everybody to cut it out, and Bill said, screw you, I'm going to do it anyway. And then Mangini and Olsen said, please don't do it to me, Bill. I know you're doing it. And Bill said, screw you, I'm doing it anyway. So there's a higher chance that Bill has said, screw you, I'm doing it anyway again, than there is of the Patriots going to the Super Bowl. So shine up those gauges, teams, as they're putting a pin in the football again, guys.
Yeah, there's another take I agree with. Fumbles way up in the first half of the year. All of a sudden, they disappear in the second half. What's going on there?
Oh, they were fumbling all over the place in the first half of the year.
You take a little air out of the ball. The next thing you know, the ball security improves.
I hate to actually add to this, but looking at some of the playoff quarterbacks and their fumble numbers, Lamar Jackson, 12 fumbles. Dak Prescott, 12 fumbles. Jared Goff, 12 fumbles. Russell Wilson, 10 fumbles. Deshaun Watson, 9. Pat Mahomes, 9. Carson Wentz out. He fumbled 9 times, obviously, but Nick Foles in 6 games fumbled 4 times. Tom Brady, 4 fumbles in 16 games.
Well, you know the reason for that, though. Those other guys move.
Well, yeah, sure. Like, Mahomes,
they run
Watson,
with it for crying out loud. But, like, I don't know. He does raise a good point. I mean, in the past, they were told to stop and they kept cheating.
It's never really prevented them in the past from doing what they were doing.
They were fumbling all over the place. Look, to me, the best part of the call is, I didn't even think of this. As much as I hop on 3-5 on the road, 6-4 outside of the division. 6-4.
Oh, I just wish you saved that segment for Perillo so you could have made him squirm when he was here.
Oh, no, we'll repeat it.
All right. We'll continue taking calls on this. I do want to mix in what I think. But I honestly think, I said this yesterday when none of you were listening, that the Patriots right now aren't even the biggest story in Boston sport-wise. The biggest story in Boston in sports, to me, is the Celtics and what they've become and what they are. And they're just about halfway through the year, right? Aren't they like...
Yeah, pretty close, yeah.
25-15 or something like that. They're like...
Pretty close.
Pretty close to the midpoint of the year. So what... What they've become and what, I mean, so I say it's, we're halfway through the year. Like, we're getting to the point where you are what you are. I mean, it's now beyond a slow start.
36 games, 21-15.
Okay, so we're coming up on the midpoint of the year, and they're a 5 seed, which is pretty much where they've been for over a month. How is it possible that you add Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, 2 All-Stars, to a team that was 24 minutes away from the NBA Finals and get worse? How do you go from a right there at the precipice NBA Finals team to a 5 seed in the East by adding 2 All-Stars? Because that's what's happened. How has that happened? That, to me, is the most intriguing story in sports right now. And we'll get to that right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Another tough road trip will come to an end, and the Celtics will begin 2019 five games out in the Eastern Conference. A far cry from a year ago. Appropriately enough, Derek White, who bested Kyrie Irving tonight, will dribble out the clock. It hits triple zeros, 2018 in the rearview mirror for the Celtics. And they have left themselves a mountain to climb in the East as they turn the calendar on the new year. The final score, San Antonio 120, Boston 111.
All right, so how does that happen? How does that happen? How do you add two All-Stars and get worse? But that's what's happened, right?
Yeah, so there's two reasons, if you ask me. One is internal, right? And, you know, and again, define that however you want. Chemistry issues, selfishness. They don't, you know, they're not cohesive on the floor. They don't play together. I say internal. You're doing it to yourself is the point. Okay, so that's one. And the other one is maybe they didn't add two All-Stars. Maybe they added one.
Well, Gordon Hayward is no freaking All-Star.
I mean, Hayward's not even close to what he was supposed to be.
No, it's true.
Not even freaking close. Now, that said, they should still be better than they are. Like, even so, just having Kyrie back should make them better. So to me, I lean on the first thing as much as the second thing, if not more so. It's just not coming together. It's not working.
Why?
So I think that, again, I come back to young guys being unwilling to accept roles and, you know, secondary type of responsibilities of how I want to decide it. I think the coach has had a hard time with it. All of the above. Like, I look at Tatum, and Tatum irritates the crap out of me. Watch him on the defensive end. Pay attention. Like, really watch him. Don't watch anything else. Watch Tatum. Does he try? Does he even try? I mean, this guy's got
only when his shots drop.
This guy's got the athleticism at the other end of the floor to get his own shot, make threes, go to the bat, all this stuff. How come you don't see it at the defensive end? How come you don't see it there? And for that matter, I think Brown's guilty of some of the same stuff.
I agree with you completely. And it usually as their shots go, so goes their defense. When they're having good offensive nights, you'll see better effort on the other end. Otherwise, it's been next to nothing from those two, and that's what makes it so disappointing so far.
I mean, those two guys to me are a problem, like in terms of the consistency of the effort. Like, and I find that insulting from young players. Who do you think you are? You're in the league combined like 4 years, for crying out loud, if that. 2.5 and 1.5. 4 years tops combined, and you're going to act like you got 5 rings, Jaylen Brown? And Jason Tatum, you don't play defense?
Well, how many times, too, with Tatum, the way you're talking about it, like, how many you see him chirping at refs looking for calls,
oh
too?
Oh, my God.
Like, you've been in the league how long? Like,
every time.
Stop with that.
Oh, it bugs the crap out of me completely. And then, you know, again, I would add the Hayward thing. Hayward doesn't even look like a good sixth man. Hayward looks like an eighth or ninth man.
And it's not getting better. You know, he had that 30-point game. I don't know, when was it?
Against Minnesota, about a month and a half ago. I thought that was a turning point for him.
Oh, he had a good game against San Antonio, I think. I mean, I didn't see the whole thing.
Just the other night?
He didn't have any points.
Zeros. I'm sorry, you're talking about Tatum. I thought you meant Brown.
No, no, no.
My bad.
No, I know. I'm saying Gordon Hayward.
Oh, Hayward.
Neither. Gordon Hayward. He scored 30. I thought it was like 3 weeks ago. Whatever it was, he had a big night and sort of like, okay, here he comes. And has he done anything since?
Not really, no.
He has zero. Goose egg the other night. Goose egg. So, like, that one is, you know, that's no one's fault, I guess. I mean, that was a hellacious injury, and he's just not, you know. Could you spare me all the Instagram videos, though, with the free throws from sitting on the chair? Like, do you realize how stupid that was to spend all that time on, where's Gordon Hayward? How's his rehab? Look at him run the shuttle run. Look at him shoot from his ass. Look at him shoot from a chair. Look at him shoot in the gym. Look at him do this. Look at the gender reveal. Would you just, like, you see how silly it is now? All that time you wasted on these stupid Instagram videos? God. Sorry, that's just a personal thing. But it's really no one's fault. So he got, you know, really bad injury, and he's having
He's not the same.
He's not the same, okay? And maybe hopefully he will be. Maybe he never will be. Like, that's sort of a blameless situation, I think. Okay? But what's everyone else's excuses?
Well, Horford's older hurt. I mean, that's one of the things I guess that's hurt him.
And I don't want to hear about, you know, Aaron Baines. Like, all of a sudden, this is the key? Is that what you told me going into the year, that this was the key to the champion, Aaron Baines? Stop.
I did.
Stop. Please. Give me a break.
I'll tell you, though, there are games where they look really vulnerable in the paint.
It's hurt them.
The other night against San Antonio.
But look, position this basketball. No one has a five. No one needs a center. No one plays this way anymore. What happened to all that? Jaylen Brown's gotten worse. Jason Tatum is flatlined. Terry Rozier's gotten worse.
Terry Rozier's been brutal. Okay. Oh, has he been brutal?
Okay, Hayward's not even close. So why doesn't Kyrie translate more? Here's what I wonder too. I mean, they were up in Game 7 going to the NBA Finals without Kyrie Irving. Now he's back. He's been pretty much there almost every night. Almost. And they're a 5 seed? How come that doesn't translate? And I'm not sitting here telling you they're better without Kyrie Irving. Like, that's just...
What do you mean by that translate?
Why haven't they won more with and Kyrie dominating games?
I mean, this is what I'm telling you. It's not translating. I'm not telling you you're better without him, because you're clearly not. He's one of the best players in the league. He's brilliant. But why is he's back? He's having a brilliant year. And you've gone from being 12 minutes away from the NBA Finals to a 5 seed. How come it hasn't translated?
Well, because I think that's, for me, I think some of these young guys have tuned him out. I think a guy like Brown or Tatum, right, in the year, especially Jason, I thought was going to make a leap this year, and he hasn't. And I'm mad at the way he continues to play defense, or lack thereof. How do you not look at him after you've had your face splashed on magazines and Jaylen Brown's, you know, having the interview with the busty gal and all this stuff, and they're talking 5 times and all this stuff? How do you not look at Kyrie Irving, and you're having closed-door meetings, and he's talking about bringing in a 14-year vet and all this stuff, and say, dude, we got to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals without you? There has to be that human part of it. You're like, we don't even need you. We got far without you, and now you're going to come here and start spouting off and telling me how to play my game and all this kind of stuff. Like, I'm sure there's some level of resentment in what's played into this team not being as cohesive as we thought that they would be.
See, but I put that on the young guys.
Like, yeah, that's ultimately their problem.
Like it's, you know, if I'm Kyrie, that's right, I am telling you how to play because you don't know Jack.
Yeah, he's won a ring. He's hit one of the biggest shots in finals history.
He's also insufferable. Kyrie Irving is also insufferable. I'm sorry. He is painful to listen to.
So, I after that whole thing with, you know, I'm trying to be subjective and objective. After that thing, like, please.
Well, no. So look, here it is. We're going back because, again, Maz and I have been off. But you lose that horrible home game to Phoenix now 2.5 weeks ago. But here comes Milwaukee, right? So here comes one of the top two teams in the East, team that you've beaten pretty consistently here in Boston. You've beaten every time in Boston, I think. I mean, you swept them in the playoffs last year in Boston, and you won your regular season game earlier this year. So that's a team you've got a good history with here in Boston. They're a top team in the East, but a perfect spot for you to bounce back from Phoenix and beat Milwaukee at home on that Friday night. And you get your doors blown off.
They started that game 10-0, and then it outscored like 50-20.
You lose by 13 going away, and it wasn't even really that close. It wasn't competitive in the second half. And then you have a team meeting. Okay, you have this big-ass team meeting, and since then, You're 3-2. You haven't really, it really didn't make an impact. You came out and you blew out Charlotte the next night. And then you have a good win against Philly on Christmas Day. That was a great game. That was a fun day. Great game. Nice win.
And Kyrie did translate that day.
He sure did. However, you know, I sort of looked at that game too and said, you're supposed to be a lot better than Philly. You know, you're not supposed to be neck and neck with this team. It feels like if it's Philly, that's now a home court series. If that game was in Philly, you don't win that game. So it's like, no, you were supposed to have blown way past Philadelphia this year. They were supposed to be in the rear view. And now you feel like it feels like it's the same team. It feels like that's a neck and neck game. It's a neck and neck series. So I came out of that Christmas Day game saying, this sort of established who you are. You're the Sixers. And you're supposed to be so much better than that. But anyway, you get that win, then you get your doors blown off in Houston, you fall behind by 19 in Memphis and pull it out.
And from what I read, too, there was another conversation that happened after that game.
There were three team meetings.
There's been three team meetings? Jimmy, what do you know? I'm sorry, what do you got?
The Bucks, and then there were two more after a couple losses there. But it's finger pointing at Jaylen Brown, who's being selfish and playing closer to Jeff Green than Kawhi Leonard. Oui. There's the Terry Rozier issue. There's Jason Tatum being lazy on defense and being lazy on the offensive end, just settling for jump shots. And two specific examples are, if you look at Jaylen Brown and Brad Stevens, when they cross paths on the court, there's not a lot of love there. And with Jason Tatum, he's been pulled from multiple games for lazy offensive and defensive outputs.
Bad shots, yeah. I think in the Milwaukee game, he got yanked from that after a bad shot. Stevens took him right out of the game. I was at that game that night. The Milwaukee game was an embarrassment. It really was. And now I think having Horford back has helped them in some degree. But I'm sorry. I'm harping on the young guys because I think that's what the issue is.
This doesn't really happen in the NBA. Maybe it happened last year to OKC, I guess. But for the most part, talent just wins out in that league. It does. No matter what sort of internal issues you have or anything, it just eventually it sorts itself out, and it's not for you. It's not. Why?
There's also
I'm sorry, Jimmy. They're the exact opposite of what they used to be. They used to be a team that was greater than the sum of its parts. Now they're the opposite. They're less.
Which is rare in the NBA.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Last year, they played with, what's that word? Urgency. Urgency. They had urgency last year. This year, they don't have urgency because they won the title last year.
They beat
the Cavaliers last year. They swept the Warriors last year. So there's no urgency. We'll wait until the playoffs and then we'll play with, what's that word again?
Urgency.
Urgency, yes.
I find them unlikable. So, and it's early, relatively. I mean, you know.
No, it's just aggravating because they're so inconsistent. They should be better.
They gave up 46 the other night in one quarter. How does that happen?
I would like to flush out the Kyrie Irving thing a little bit because there's something that's not translating there. I mean, such an amazing player. And I would not claim that you're better without him. How could I possibly?
Well, do you think you're
I can sort of feel what's going to happen tonight. They're going to win tonight. Kyrie's out. And, like, I think Stevens and this team has shown itself. I know this, that when they're sort of undermanned or overlooked, that's when they're at their best. And
because they put in the effort, Michael.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's sort of that intangible that when they're not that star team and they have guys out there with something to prove and now Kyrie's out, like, they're going to go out and blow doors tonight. I just said that's their track record, right? But now when Kyrie's out there, and how could I blame Kyrie for this? I'm not. But it doesn't translate. So that's where I started with Jim Murray. He's having an MVP kind of season, and they're worse. How?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think you're alone in thinking that he's insufferable? Imagine how his teammates feel. And, like, these young guys, that's what I'm saying. That's not – that's on them.
They've got a leadership problem, too. That's part of it.
Quickly, here's Kyrie after the big team meeting against the Bucks. He says, I'll be the first to admit I've dealt with my own challenges to be more consistent in the defensive end, do things for myself that would be more beneficial for our team. To be honest, I'm not playing the minutes I would want, the role I would want, that I selfishly would want for myself. The guy sounds exactly like LeBron James.
He really does, though. Yeah.
Exactly. He says, that all goes back on the back burner to being patient with what I have to do to grow as a leader for this team and help these other young guys to be more prepared for what they'll encounter as they get older in this league and are going to go through right now. That's part of the deal that I have, as opposed to how many shots I get or how successful I am. So he doesn't like his minutes. He doesn't like the number of shots that he's getting. But he's sure to tell us that I'm subjugating myself for the betterment of these young guys. And it's just, I don't know. He is a mouthful, man. The
guy's not a leader. He's not. See, like LeBron said it, but with LeBron, there was no doubt. It was LeBron's team. There was no doubt. And LeBron, say what you want about LeBron, the egocentricity, all of it. I don't even know if that's a word, but I just made it up. So that all of that, say what you want. You couldn't question LeBron's defense. He was, when he wants him, he's the best defensive player in the league. You can't question his offense. Like, you know, there's no gray area there. LeBron's the best. With Kyrie, if you're not going to play defense, the other guys are going to look at him and say, dude, you only give us half the game anyway.
Okay, those are your Celtics thoughts. We'll get back to more of your thoughts on this, and the Patriots will mix them together after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Felger and Mez.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, back to your phones. Mixing into some Celtic stuff with our Patriots conversation so far today. Dante in Rhode Island on the Seas. Go ahead, Dante.
What's going on, guys? So my biggest thing right now is Marcus Morris has been absolutely balling out. He's been mostly playing the enemy's four spot, so I think we really need to change that. I think we need to slide him over to the three, maybe add another big like Robert Williams. Give the vet more time to play because he's the only one that's been balling out and showing out every single night. He's averaging 16 a game, you know, all that stuff. And I think all these egos, everyone's just la-di-da, playing like it's an exhibition game. I feel like if they get a big in there like Robert Williams, have someone big on the wing.
Okay, so let me just
Jaylen Brown.
Okay, Dante, I got you. They do miss Baines and they're getting pounded inside. I got it. But that's still how you're constructed. I mean, even though you have Aaron Baines, how many minutes a night does he get? Even when he's healthy and in your lineup.
Right, 20, it's, 15.
It's not how you're built. It's not how you...
Correct.
I mean, you purposely don't have just rim protectors and those guys because you also want them shooting threes, which is why Baines is pushing the three, you know... So it's like it's not a key tenet of your team to begin with. It's just not. And you accept it. You tell me that's how the NBA works now. We can get beat on the boards. That's okay. But we're going to play positionless basketball, 3-and-D guys, and we don't have that inside presence, that classic five. And that's how the league is. That's how we are. So don't tell me that like he's now the key to the whole thing. That's ridiculous. Or Robert Williams or any big guy. That's not how you're built.
No, and part of the reason they're vulnerable on the defensive end, look, there's no question they get exploited in the paint. Okay, they do. With Baines out, they do. But are the other guys playing the defense they should be? You know what they look like? They look like a team that doesn't like playing together. I mean, I don't know what, any other way to describe it. They don't feed off each other. When you see a team that plays, they feed off each other. There's energy. They dig in. They fight for each other. All of that. Does this team do that? They don't.
It doesn't feel that way.
They look like a team that doesn't like playing together.
Jack in Manchester on our Josh Gordon conversation. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, absolutely. Am I the only one that thinks the Patriots' offense finally is healthy again without that guy in the lineup? You got Edelman, 5 receptions, Hogan, 6, James White, 4, Dorsett, 5. They're spreading the ball around again, finally. And, you know, I know you're picking them to lose in the divisional round to the Texans, but I think it's a lot more wide open than you think. I'm assuming Andy Reid screws up a divisional round, and I can't really see anyone coming in here. I think they match up well with the Ravens,
so Jack,
Texans, Colts.
When you say they're spreading the ball around, what are you basing that on?
The Jets game.
Okay, so again, one game against the Jets. Like, all of a sudden, everything's fixed?
Okay, I don't think it's fixed, but I think they're better off with that approach.
So do I, okay? But again, and this does is that why mean they'll be able to execute it?
This is why Gordon hurt you. Because Gordon being there sort of allowed Brady to de-emphasize Dorsett and Hogan, these other guys. And I think if you had just done more to make sure those guys were up to speed, you'd be better off right now. You've had to start from scratch in week 16, week 17. And that puts you behind the eight ball. But I sort of like... Well, I mean, maybe there's something wrong with Dorsett I just can't see or don't know. But I think he sort of profiles as what they do. He's a little route runner, and he catches the ball. Not a big play guy. I mean, I know he's fast, but he runs routes. To me, he should be the guy.
Yeah, so again, I'm not here to defend the Gordon move. I'm not, you know, that part of it to me, but I'll put that one on Belichick. I'm just not convinced that all of a sudden, now that Gordon's out, that everything's working right and it's going to be fine. Based on one game against the Jets.
But, you know, it hasn't come together, but I think the pieces are there. I mean, I do. I don't. This is not 2006 where Brady was left with a bunch of garbage. He's got enough to do more than he's done with it. That's what I think. Deuce and Newton on the Celts. Go ahead, Deuce.
Hey, what's up, fellas? So, a couple quick things for you. I'm glad to see that people are coming around on the Jaylen Brown, Jeff Green take. He's wildly inconsistent. Some games he shows up, some games he doesn't. Something on Jason Tatum I've started to notice is he seems slightly disengaged, especially the past few games. I don't know if it was something that was said in their players only meeting, but he only took less than 10 shots two of the past three games. And then
just let me stop you there because I find that interesting. Have you sensed that with Jason Tatum?
Yes, I think that I told you on the defensive end, watch him. Like, really dig in. You know, it's hard, right? The ball's moving around. You have a tendency to fall the ball. And I know I do. But with him on the defensive end, watch. He loafs a lot. He really, he loafs. And he's a guy, if you have the athleticism at the offensive end to beat guys off the dribble and shoot over them, then don't you have the athleticism at the defensive end to dig in?
You would figure. Stu, did you have something there?
Yeah, with the exception of the fourth quarter, on national TV against Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum has been a D-minus defensively this year. He's just been terrible. He is the perfect zone defender in a pickup basketball game. Just kind of waves his arm. He's within reach of the offensive player. Just not interested at all in putting effort and urgency into his defense.
And has he gotten better offensively?
There were little stretches where I thought, yes. Like, you know, he's got a lot of elements to his game. I thought early in the year, I thought, boy, this kid's ready to take off. And then now I would say it's kind of gone the other way. So overall, no.
We pick it up on the other side in our long commercial-free segment with you.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub. The Sports Hub.
And I've been the first to admit that I've dealt with my own challenges of trying to be more consistent on the defensive end, do things for myself that would be more beneficial for our team as a whole. Truth is that, you know, I'm not necessarily playing the minutes that I want, the role that I would want, the role that, you know, selfishly I would want for myself. And, you know, that all goes in the back burner in terms of being patient with what I have to do to grow as a leader of this team and help these other young guys be more prepared for what they will encounter as they get older in this league and then what we're going through right now. So that's the kind of the part deal that I have of not just worrying about how many shots I'm getting or how successful I am out there on the floor. It's how successful are we as a team and what can I do to really make these guys feel more comfortable out there and just doing more to make sure that their success matters as much as mine. So, you know, that's really the important thing, just consistency with that and just being patient with them.
Sound the same, the same voice, but the words, it just sounds like LeBron James, man.
He really does fancy himself as LeBron, doesn't he?
To be honest, I'm not playing the minutes I would want, the role I would want, that I selfishly would want for myself, but that all goes on the back burner to being patient with what I have to do to grow as a leader of this team and help these other young guys be more prepared for what they'll encounter as they get older in this league and are going through right now. That's part of the deal that I have, as opposed to how many shots I get or how successful I am.
He sounds like a dad in a lot of ways. Oh, like, I'm just trying to teach these kids. And this is where, and you know, they got to take some personal responsibility too, but I think part of the problem is with these closed-door meetings and hearing him go off on this time and again. If you're Brown or Tatum, how do you not feel like, dude, we almost won the conference without you? Shut up, shut up. Shut up.
No. Jim, they won game seven.
Well, yeah,
and then they swept
Brown.
The Warriors, so they're the defending champions.
So, yeah, they're wrong there, too, and they got to check themselves. But I can look, I just think human nature, if they're those young guys, again, their faces are plastered all over ESPN Magazine, Future of the League, Jason Tatum, all this kind of stuff, and you hear him after these meetings and during these meetings, I'm like, dude, shut up.
Oh, my God.
But what's forgotten
up.
Is that they almost got knocked out of the first round by the Bucks,
but who are better than them, by
but
the way.
Point is,
right
they,
now.
But the point is, they didn't. They were that close to the NBA Finals. They add Kyrie Irving. He's playing at an MVP level, and they've gotten worse. Explain that to me. Explain that to another coach. And this is Kyrie after the team meeting after the Bucks lost 2 weeks ago again. Maz and I have been off for a little bit, so we're circling back to some stuff you may have heard a little bit ago. But I just found this stuff amazing. Play that other Kyrie cut.
There's obviously some selfish play going out there where we have very talented guys, but we're better as a team when we're moving the basketball. And if it gets down to the end of the shot clock, that's when we start shooting our ISO plays rather than, you know, if we had nothing to transition, shooting a 16 or 17 on the clock or guys shooting fadeaways or something like that. I get caught up in that as well. And for me, it's a hard challenge because there's a balance that I have. I literally can do anything I want out there anytime I want. But at the same time, it's what can I do for my teammates to be more successful? So, you know, just being more conscientious of that.
Okay, that was one. I haven't heard it. Then when I read that, I said,
I literally can do anything I want out there.
I literally can do anything I want out there. But at the same time, it's what can I do for my teammates to be more successful? I have to be very conscious of that. That is so freaking LeBron, it's not even funny.
I actually agree with him, though, believe it or not, but keep going.
Well, but I don't know. For me, it's a hard challenge because there's a balance. I literally can do anything I want, anytime I want out there. But at the same time, it's what can I do for my teammates to be more successful? I have to be very conscious of that. So, you think he's right?
Well, I think he can in terms of if Kyrie wants to get 50, he's getting it. He'll get it.
Yeah.
So, but I think that he just sounds like a jackass when he says it. That's the problem. So I don't think the issue is Kyrie's scoring or his ability. I think that, you know, in some way, I think it's his message of saying, and the question is who he's saying it to specifically, right? Like, it's his way of saying, dude, if I held the ball the whole game, I can do whatever I want. I can do what you, if you're going to do it that way, I can do it that way too, and I'm better than you. And look, I just said this off the air. I think it's Brown. I think that whole Duke basketball thing, like, you know, Tatum, Kyrie, I think that they're good. I don't think there's any major issue there. I think there's a two-man game that they play well on the floor, and they're in sync. But I think Kyrie looks at Jaylen Brown and says, you're a problem. You're not as good as you think you are. That's what I think. Now, and I don't have anything to base that on. I'm just telling you, that's in my gut. But if there's a problem, to me, that's where it is. Kyrie and Brown.
Bill in the car, your thoughts on the Celtics. What do you got, Bill?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Real fast, I think Tim is getting really lazy and kind of complacent. I think Brown thinks he's greater than the sum of his parts. I think Goose got forced into a situation just a little bit too hard by Brad in the beginning. Leads me to my point. I don't want to make a trade for the sake of making a trade, but is there any truth to, like, just shaking it up? Like,
well, let me stop you, Bill. Is that what they need, man?
Yes, they got to do something here. Look, I believe, you know, right now, and I understand this is premature. Not only do I not think they're going to the finals, I'm not sure they're in the conference finals. I think that there might be, you know, two for sure.
Well,
that are better than them, maybe three.
I'm telling you, if they don't have home court, they're not beating the Sixers right now.
See, I still think they'll beat Philly. Philly's just dysfunctional. That thing's a mess.
If you're on the road that series?
I think Philly will screw it up.
I don't know. I watched that game the other day, felt like even Steven.
But I think Indiana would beat them.
That Sixer game came down to a make-miss at the end of the game, and you were at home. And I think that if that's in Philly, that's a different outcome. somehow.
Yeah, I still think it's a bitchier and more dysfunctional locker room than what the Celtics are dealing with.
I mean, I don't know. I just tell you what I saw on the floor.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, when I saw Celtics Sixers last year without Kyrie Irving out there, I thought the Celtics were clearly the better team. Now I look at them, and Butler, you know, helps them, obviously. But I felt like that was even up. Who's home? That's how I would look at that series right now. Let's do this real quick. Put these back to back. We've got John in Charlestown. Go.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just shocked at your program. The one guy that keeps getting a free pass here, and you're probably going to dismiss me, is what Tony just said. He said, these guys don't like playing together. Okay. Whose fault is that? It's the coach. One of the jobs of an NBA coach for an emerging team or a team full of egos is how to manage those egos. We know Steven's a good X's and O's guy and getting the best out of, like, low talent. Okay, he's got a high-talent team. What was what Riley had and what Jackson had? You didn't have to show X's and O's to those guys. You have to manage their freaking egos.
Okay, John, I'm just going to stop you there because I want to get Jim in Connecticut. Your thoughts. How much of this is on the coach?
Yes, I called with the same idea as the last caller. His job is last year, he had a very young team. He coached it like a college team. He comes out of the college ranks. He has to learn to coach in the NBA ranks.
Okay, do you agree, Mass? How much of this is on Stevens?
Yep, some of it is on Stevens. Again, I think they have a leadership problem. That's part of it. I'm not saying it's the whole thing. If we're talking about elements in it, and if it's a leadership problem, then that reflects on the coach. Some of it's on Kyrie. Some of it's on Stevens. So stop trying to keep everybody happy.
He has to put a couple guys in their place.
Stop trying to keep everyone happy. Stop. Like, you can't coach that way in the NBA level. You can't do it.
Green Mountain Luke, are you worried about your team?
Not long term, but I do agree there's legitimate issues on the team. There's their top nine guys all have different roles than they did last year. There's a lot of moving parts, but I do think eventually water will seek its level, and this team's still the best in the East, and they might have to go on the road. They didn't beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee last year, but they were without Kyrie and Marcus Smart. That was really like half of their team. I still think they'll be good enough to take a game on the road. Kyrie, look what he did in the finals in Golden State in some of those games. I just think you guys are underselling what he's done in the playoffs, and the supporting cast is going to get there. They will get there.
Okay. You're projecting, though, because they haven't established it on the road yet.
Yeah, I'm not convinced they're going to get there. I'm worried about this year now. And again, long term, I don't know. They still got a lot of talent. They'll figure it out in the long term. But 2018, 2019, this year, I'm worried. I think Toronto's better. I think Milwaukee's better. I think if they played Indiana, they'd lose. In a seven game, if Indiana's home court.
Yeah, home court.
They will lose. They'll lose to Indiana with the way they play. Right now, they're a selfish team. For a team that had an identity, a likable identity, the last few years, right now they're the exact opposite. They are underachieving, less than the sum of their parts.
Okay, it is a massive reentry Wednesday for Felger and Mazz. First show, second show of the new year. I didn't mean to discount yesterday. We broadcast from South Bend, Indiana, did a ton of Bruins. So today we're going over the Patriots and Celtics stuff. Coming up next, as happens every Wednesday during the football season, Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly will join us. We have run out of characters for Murray to sing. So we're going to go old school barbershop quartet. We're going to sing it as a show and bring in the new year with Paul Perillo.
I don't know. Start of the new year, man. We're getting back to basics.
There it is. Coming your way without any commercial interruption. Just a quick update. Then we get Perillo.
Felger and Mazz, the Sports Hub.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.